This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we told you earlier, the Senate votes tomorrow on the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Senate Democrats are trying to lay the blame for the so-called nuclear option at the feet of Republicans. But Chief Washington correspondent James Rosen tells us the Democrats were actually the first ones to light the fuse.
It was Senate Democrats who first went nuclear back in 2013 when they controlled the chamber and used that power to overturn nearly 250 years of Senate precedent.
The need for change is so very obvious.
The Democrats eliminated the use of filibusters against presidential nominees, all of them except those named to the Supreme Court. At the time, the Democrats cited Republican slowness to confirm President Obama's lower court nominees and decreed a new world in need of modified ways of doing business.
And that's what we have done today. We haven't ripped them up. We've modified them in ways that can make things work.
Escalation in the nuclear battle, long dreaded, finally arrived with the Supreme Court nomination of Neil Gorsuch, a distinguished appellate court judge and former Supreme Court clerk who in another era would likely have cruised to confirmation.
Our Democratic colleagues appear poised to block this incredible nominee with the first successful partisan filibuster in American history.
All that was required for the Republicans who control the Senate today to go nuclear was a pair of simple majority votes sandwiched around some parliamentary back and forth with the presiding chair.
The question is, shall the decision of the chair stand as the judgment of the Senate?
Barring a reversal from now on, all presidential nominations, even for the Supreme Court, can advance on a simple 51-vote majority. And the same Democrats who 4 years ago trumpeted the need for modified practices to move beyond gridlock, today could be heard singing a different tune, lilting ballads lamenting the state of our broken politics.
I am disheartened that we are here. Today's vote is a cautionary tale about how unbridled partisan escalation can ultimately overwhelm our basic inclination to work together.
Schumer has also said he advised his predecessor, Harry Reid, against going nuclear to no avail. The Republicans did heed such counsel once before in 2005 when they contemplated going nuclear but stepped back from the brink. 8 years away from pressing the nuclear button themselves, Democrats blasted the GOP's short-sightedness.
If Republicans roll back our rights in this chamber, there will be no check on their power.
And I pray God when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing.
I urge all of us to think not just about winning every debate, but about protecting free and democratic debate.
At this point, only one nuclear button remains unpressed in the Senate, the elimination of filibusters on legislation. Both Senate leaders have sought to assure Americans this week that there is, within their respective ranks, no appetite for that mushroom cloud, Brett.
James, thank you.
Fox News reporter, a great insight there, and a little history lesson for us regarding the nuclear option and what has happened, and will this be it? Will it go to the next step? Will there be justification that the nuclear option would be exercised when it comes to legislation? Only time will tell. People thought this would never happen, that it would be for lower court judges or that now the Supreme Court. But here it is. It is a new day that has dawned upon this country and the legislative process, and we'll see what happens. But I encourage we the people to get involved. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say the people that thought this would never happen for Supreme Courts, they were lying to themselves. That's right. Not the way our government works. They don't give up power. They just add on to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And they'll muscle their way as they can, and this is what Harry Reid did, and now it's biting them back. And, of course, it was further exacerbated with this current Congress in place and senators that they could have done something to stop it, and I wish they had, but they chose not to, and so here we are. A new day has dawned upon America and the legislative process. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. We've got hashtag BML Talk. One way to do it, you can drop me an email as well, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Josh Bernstein is with us, radio talk show host, spokesman, strategist, writer. Josh, one of the brightest, quick-witted, intellectual minds in conservative media today. That is the consensus, ladies and gentlemen, and when you hear him talk, you'll understand why. It's always good to have his insight here. Josh is also the official spokesperson for the Association of Mature American Citizens, who we call AMAC. Josh, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Great to be back with you.
Hey, Josh, lots going on. We got Syria.
Really?
yeah, you know, just a couple things, you know. Syria, okay. We got the Gorsuch confirmation. You know, we haven't even talked about repealing Obamacare, but certainly yeah. After last night with bombs, Tomahawk missiles going into Syria, all eyes have been there, also looking at Putin to see what their response is going to be. What say you?
Well, I say this, that Susan Rice is the luckiest woman alive in America right now because she is no longer in the headlines as we see what's happening in Syria. I think that President Trump pulled a Ronald Reagan just as Ronald Reagan back in 1983 did a surprise attack in Beirut, Lebanon. He did a surprise attack in Syria to let them know that there's a new sheriff in town. We're not going to lead from behind. We're not going to have a diplomacy that is weak on the grand scale of things. You know, Barack Obama decided to play in a chorus line when President Trump decided that, you know, he's going to play on a red line like John Wayne would.
Right.
And basically showed that we are now going to take a different approach. I don't think this is going to necessarily evolve into something much more dramatic. I think there's a lot of talk and saber rattling going on, you know, about it right now. But ultimately, I think he sent a message that America is back in the leadership role and these types of acts will not be tolerated.
Well, the one thing about military action, what it does is it causes people to talk. Yes, initially you're going to hear a lot of bravado, as you say, saber rattling, because that's what they do. And you're going to have, you know, guys like Putin that, you know, he was having his way with the international community, with the Middle East. He was giving noogies to the United States. You know, he was being built in to be this incredible boogeyman politically, domestically as well. And now all of a sudden the shroud is off. The curtain has been pulled back. And I believe that, you know, the option for them is to say, okay, We need to have a backroom, type of situation to where he can't be embarrassed more than he already is, because if egos get involved, then, we start getting responses. As all these military experts know, is that, it's one thing to do something, but it's how are you going to manage the blowback here? And what type of blowback potentially are we talking about? Because a lot of people are put on notice, not only Russia. You've got Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, at the end of dinner, let's talk to President Xi of Mar-a-Lago and say, we just sent off a bunch. For dessert, we have missiles, compliments of two warships here. Huh? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I joked on Facebook. I said, man, this president is such a boss. I mean, I said, when did he do this between lobster tails and filet mignon? He said, excuse me, Mr. Xi Jinping, I got to send a message to Assad real quick. He comes back to the table and he goes, okay, I'm back now. Where were we? North Korea? Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I kind of made a joke about it that, you know, he's multitasking, obviously, in this case.
Exactly.
And I think, you know what this also did, Bill, is it destroyed the left's argument of President Trump being a stooge or a puppet for the Russians and things like that. I think it just totally destroyed that. The other thing it did is it took away this I hate Muslims thing that the left tried to paint President Trump with, because he just defended Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So their arguments are losing steam more and more and more. Mm-hmm. I think ultimately, you're going to have your anti-war folks out there, the Rand Paul crowd, that are maybe going to be against this. But I think ultimately they're going to coalesce around this decision and realize that President Trump did the heavy lifting that Barack Obama refused to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now I just got notice that Russian warships are approaching the area where our two destroyers are located there off the Syrian coast. So we'll see what happens. Maybe this is just posturing, as you say. But on the other hand, in looking at the bigger picture here, not only do we have probably more bipartisan agreement than we've had so far in this administration in the first 100 days, but also international support. Look what's happening internationally, because America is back in the position where it needs to be, not leading from behind, but being the head and not the tail.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I couldn't have said that better myself. I think that overall, the geopolitical landscape has shifted. I believe that President Trump is now clearly the leader of the free world, as for the last 8 years we were leading from behind. We had so many instances. If you think about everything that happened between Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the foreign policy of Kerry and Barack Obama, I mean, everything that they did, everything that they touched through the Arab Spring, through, Morsi, through, Egypt and Tunisia and Turkey, and just everything in the Middle East has just gone to hell in a handbasket. And, look, it's a dangerous thing. But as I said earlier, I think if President Obama would have acted the correct way and put America's interests first and basically put, a stop to, when he said that was a red line that they crossed and did nothing, all it did was embolden them to continue to do what they did.
Well, this is the problem. It's like with any problem you deal with. You can deal with it now or deal with it later. I often refer to that old Pennzoil commercial. Remember the Pennzoil commercial says you can pay me now or pay me later. The implication was that you're going to pay a little bit more for the Pennzoil oil today and save yourself a lot of expense down the road. But it's the same thing in life. If you avoid the problem, it gets more complicated. And now to the point that here it is. We're in a little bit of military chicken going on with these ships, Russian ships now being rushed into the area, posturing, maybe beating their chest and saying, okay, we're backing Assad. Well, how much do you want to back Assad, and do you really want to escalate this even further? Because Donald Trump, yes, he could have taken out more than one airfield. He decided to take one. It was a strategic deployment of these, near 50 Tomahawk missiles that were sent into Syria, but he chose only one. Some, if there was some criticism, was saying, why didn't you take them all out? That you hear from the hawks, but the fact of the matter is a grand statement was made, and we'll see what happens if this is going to get escalated any bigger. But I don't believe that it's in Russia's best interest or the international community's interest to do that.
I also think that this action is actually going to help the North Korean situation, because I believe that China is going to realize that, you know, they have another Reagan on their hands here, and that he will do and have said, I will act without you. And I think that they're going to put more pressure on the North Korean regime to back off their nuclear tests and everything else.
Well, Josh, as we were talking with Michael Rubin, a Pentagon expert with AEI, you know, we said that, you know, the thing to consider is once you've released missiles the first time, it's a little bit easier the second time around. Much the same way as with the nuclear option that was exercised here yesterday. We've got a conversation continuing with Josh Bernstein with AMAC right after this. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Certain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a homeless fool, now I'm hopelessly
Dante. There's just something about love, huh? When it breaks through, how it can sober you up very quickly and lives can change. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Josh Bernstein continues with us, radio talk show host, spokesman, strategist, and writer, the voice of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Josh, I want to talk to you about your latest article about 12 examples that the Obama administration and the intelligence community spied on President Trump. I know this is going to open up some eyes and ears for some doubters. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually 13 now.
But, oh, 13. It keeps growing.
I'm going to do it as quick as I can.
All right.
FBI Director James Comey, number one, FBI Director James Comey admitted that the Russians did not interfere in the elections. He did that through a congressional hearing. Number two, former Attorney General for George W. Bush, General Michael Mukasey, said that spying was done, although he did not elaborate on what kind of spying was done, but he did say that wiretapping was done. Number three, President Trump more than likely has the evidence on his possession. Otherwise, he wouldn't have woken up on a Saturday morning and tweeted that Trump Towers was wiretapped, because he knows that the implications of not being correct on that would be severe. So I believe that he does have the evidence on that. Number four, Loretta Lynch ordered two wiretaps, one in June of 2016, and it was denied. Then they went back in October. They modified their request for the FISA request, and it was accepted. Number five, Christopher Steele, a former MI6 British spy, was hired by the Clinton campaign to spy on Trump and even plant fake stories. I'm sure we remember the nefarious acts that were alleged in Russia in a hotel room with prostitutes.
Right, exactly.
Number six, Project Dragnet, an NSA program that spied not just on President Trump, but all of his associates, the Trump Organization, his family and friends, and went as far back as 2004. Number seven, Project Umbrage, a CIA operation that actually hides the IP addresses and makes it look like spying is coming from outside the confines of the United States. So if anybody spied and hacked the election, it wasn't the Russians, it was the actual CIA. Mm-hmm. Number eight, Project Hammer. Former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper developed a program known as the Hammer that also did wiretapping and spying, not just on Trump, but many other people in Washington and around the country and world. Number nine, Loretta Lynch changed the NSA spying rules 1 month before Obama's term was up, which allowed the other 16 agencies to share more information. Number 10, Devin Nunes himself, the Intel chair, who has now recused himself, and I can give you a reason why he did that too, but the Intel chair put out that press conference saying that the information that he was given now is very troubling and that spying has occurred. Number 11, and here's your Democrats, Dr. Evelyn Farkas, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, quote, "I was telling my colleagues on the Hill, get as much intel as you can before President Obama leaves office, because I had a fear that if the Trump folks found out how we knew the things we knew, then they would try to stop and or compromise our sources and methods," end quote. Number 12, Hillary lover and strategist Mary Ann Marsh on the Judge Jeanine show, quote, "The investigation started in the spring of 2015. And number 13, Susan Rice. White House counsel's office identifies Susan Rice as the conduit responsible for the unmasking after examining Susan Rice's own documented log reports. Upon learning of Susan Rice's actions, H.R. McMaster dispatched his close aide, Derek Harvey, to brief Chairman Nunes on this information." There you go. There's
13
right there.
That's just 13 for right now and a growing
for
list.
Now.
Josh, let's go back to Nunes. You said you had an idea why he recused himself. That was bothersome for us, by the way.
Yeah. I think, and again, it's just my political, you know, opinion here. Mm-hmm. I think he recused himself because the Democrats saw him as, you know, being – they know what he knows is very damaging to their whole Russia gate spying thing and – you know, hacking the election information, because he has the information that's going to prove them wrong. So they wanted to gang up on him and get him removed. So when he stepped down, he probably said to himself, fine, instead of going through an ethics investigation through, you know, for the next year and a half or 2 years and bogging down and never getting to the end of things and stalling this investigation, I'll just step down and I'll let another conservative take over in that spot and, you know, continue on with the investigation. So and still keep the Intel chair. So in other words, he really outsmarted them, at least I believe in my opinion. He outsmarted the Democrats big time.
Yeah, I think the thing that's problematic here is that at every turn, now we've had two situations where Republicans have recused themselves, and whereas, you know, compared to Democrats, I mean, they'd go down trying. I mean, they'd still be in there. There's no way you were going to unseat them. I mean, whether we're talking about Loretta Lynch when she should have recused herself after that meeting with former President Clinton on the tarmac in Arizona, and even with Eric Holder at times, you know, so those things just never happened. Nobody's going to, you know, step down. But here we have a situation. So your play might be right. I mean, that might work very much in the favor. But it just seems that I guess maybe it does de-escalate the partisanship to a certain degree. And Devin Nunes says, OK, I'll meet the ethics committee in the woodshed. We'll talk about it. We'll hammer this out and let the chips fall where they're going to fall. But meanwhile, he still has the information. So it gives him this sense of confidence, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And that's just my thought process on that. I mean, I could be wrong on that one.
I'm tracking with you because I'm right there with you. I think it makes a lot of sense, no doubt about it. Evelyn Farkas, let's focus on her for just a moment. quite revealing the information that she put out there.
Yeah.
And the Democrats couldn't scramble fast enough. They just didn't know what to do with her statement. I mean, it was too revealing. I mean, it's like as if a little kid or a drunk just walked in the room and just laid a big bombshell of truth right in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'll slow this one down and repeat it. But she basically said on that television show that she was telling her colleagues on the Hill to get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves office, because she had a fear that if the Trump folks found out how they knew what they knew and the sources, that they would try to stop or compromise those sources and methods. I mean, it doesn't get any more smoking gun clearer than that.
Right.
I mean, that's not a smoking gun. That's a smoking cannon.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned.
Well, this is, you know, we've said all along, this is Watergate on steroids. And initially when I made that comparison, I was critiqued on it, said that it was unfair. And I said, well, you know, here it is. Now, this is proving to be more the case than not, that there is more to this. And then the fact that you have President Obama, and President Obama is tied into this deal with Loretta Lynch. They both in the dark of night, in typical form, the way this administration worked, they liked dark of night. They liked closed back rooms in doing things that were nefarious. And he and Loretta Lynch agreed to expand this information. I mean, here it is. All of a sudden, you got these agency people suddenly, and you know as well as I do, Josh, it's one thing to get information when you've been trained and you're used to handling it. All of a sudden, you're given this raw data. You have no learning curve experience. There's nothing. You're on the job right now, given this powerful information. What do you do with it?
It's amazing. You know, it makes Watergate look like a speeding ticket when
really
you put
does.
It into context and terms. Because if this investigation is allowed to unfold as the way it should, hopefully, and they go down this rabbit hole, not only will the Obama administration go down, but possibly even the prior administration before that, I think this thing is very, very deep.
Well, it seems to land square in the Oval Office. I don't know how you avoid that. He has counted on cover by the media and other political operatives, his Democratic Party apparatchik, and we'll see if they're able to hold back the momentum that is coming hard and fast against him. Josh Bernstein, the official voice of AMAC, a political pundit and insider. Thank you so much, Josh.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad.
She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come right in. Get to all my brokenness. Get to all my hopelessness. I am not alone. You come right in. Even when I hide from you, there is nothing I can do to keep me from your love. You come running, running.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. That scene and the song, the lyric, You Come Running, reminds us of the father running to meet his prodigal and welcoming him back home and back into the fold, regardless of what the prodigal had done, which was pretty crazy. I mean, when you think about that story and what it represented. And of course, Jesus told that story in saying that this was the Jewish nation, the chosen people of God, Israel, that had had ignored God. And it was bad enough that they ignored God, but they wanted nothing to do with it. They would just soon God be dead. And that was the implication of the parable of the prodigal. But again, you have that but God transition that comes into play. I always tell people, you know, I'm a but God Christian. They go, but what does that mean? I go, well, because you hear repeatedly in the Bible where you hear all this bad news and then but God, but for God, but for God's grace, but for his love, things are changed. It's different. It's not the way we think it should be. It's the way God says it is and will always be. And that is that he's prepared to come running after that prodigal who makes a positive step forward to come back to the kingdom, even in spite of the things that were said and done against him like the prodigal, that when he said he wanted nothing to do with his dad in Jewish culture, I mean, you're basically saying, hey, Dad, I want you to be good as Dad. I want nothing to do with you. Just give me my money. Give me, you know, I'm done with you. I'm done with this family. I'm off on my own. And the prodigal goes off and meets up with reality and says, hey, look, I think I'd be better off even as a lowly servant in my father's house, and basically comes crawling back in all humility. And you know the story. But the thing that should not be missed here is that the father is there waiting. And not only just for that moment, but from that moment that child left, the prodigal left, he was looking out the window, looking over the horizon, because he had this faith and sense that he was going to be back, even though his father's heart grieved and he was brokenhearted, which is representative of God. And so what happens is he sees the prodigal coming back and the father runs after him. It's such a sweet story and a sweet reminder for us as we go into the Easter season. And tonight, of course, on the big screen, The Case for Christ, Lee Strobel's book, Come to Movie, and that will be on full display as well. Just about 25 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Dan Perkins is with us. Dan is a master storyteller, author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around the Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA, nationally recognized expert on radical Islam and contributor to DailyCaller.com, ClashDaily.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. And as Dan and I were talking about just a moment before we got on the air, is that his series, the Red Nile Trilogy, was brought to life last night. Right, Dan?
Well, the airport that we destroyed is near the outskirts of the city of Ulm. And in the first book of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile Trilogy, the Brotherhood is formed in the city of Ulm in Syria. So I thought it was, when I saw where the attack was and I saw the map and it showed the city of Ulm, I said, wow, yeah. Is that weird or what? That's where I decided that the group was going to get founded. But interesting evening.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. And just one concluding point to that statement you just made. And I hear this, you know, whether it's Joel Rosenberg or other authors that write, write novels that are based on true life issues, that sometimes, you know, I don't know if you want to call it divine insight, whatever, but the handprint of God himself comes into those writings, and you go, where did that come from? Why did I choose that area? You know, at the time when I was writing the book, it seemed to make sense, but then here you are down the road a year. I mean, it seems like Joel Rosenberg's been, his has been measured by months. In your case, it was a couple years. So you really got some, a forward impression as to what could be happening. Kind of amazing to, I gotta think as a writer to go, wow, I did write that, you know?
Right. Right. Amazing. Yeah, I agree, Bill. I am one of those writers who believes that my inspiration, whether I'm writing a book on terror or a children's book or whatever it is, I'm doing it because the Lord has a mission for me. And I believed in the Brotherhood trilogy, as you and I've talked many times. I believe the American people needed to begin to have an education on why these people hate us so much and why they want to kill us. Attacking us and killing us was one way to begin the education.
Yeah, and it's hard to understand because this is generational. This has been going on for decades and generations. The hatred towards the West and particularly towards America, we are the symbol of the free world. As they say, we are the America is the big Satan. Israel is the small Satan. That's their interpretation. That's the narrative that has been preached for generations. And here we are thinking that somehow we're going to reverse this in short order. This is not the case, regardless of all the humanitarian and all the goodwill things that we have done to their behalf. I'll never forget, Dan, there was a 60 Minutes interview with some radical Muslim. I say radical Muslims, but they look normal. I mean, there was young kids. And they basically challenged, the reporter said, you tell me one good thing America has done for us and I'll change my mind. And I was shocked. This American reporter had nothing to say in response to that. They just accepted, you know, just let the challenge fall to the floor. the person was ill-informed and did not know how to respond, and I believe it was a genuine question. A genuine question by these activists saying, you tell me one good thing the United States has done for us, and we'll change our thinking.
Right. No, and it's also the issue here is, lack of education. And
yes.
Part of what I'm about to say, I blame on the school system. Right. We do nothing in our public school system to educate children about what happened to the Ottoman Empire and how the powers in Western Europe and the United States after the First World War divided the Ottoman Empire into new states and paid no attention to the fact that they were pitting warring factions against each other. Right. Within some of these same states.
What did they think was going to happen then? They just thought that somehow their social engineering was going to trump natural inclinations?
They're right. Or hundreds of years and centuries of conflict.
Of hate. Absolute hate. Exactly. Yeah. And,
no question.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, some of this, and I want to hold this in perspective. Because on this show, we've been guilty of this as well in terms of blaming, academia and that sort of thing. But in today's information age, and living in a country where it's about we the people, what it underpins here is self-responsibility and self-rule. The onus is on us. We can blame, you want to blame President Obama, Jimmy Carter, whatever, you can do that till the cows come home. That's still not the answer. The answer is, look, this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which means we're in charge. It's us. And we need to get a true grasp of that meaning. The elites don't want us to, for obvious reasons, because they like the sweet deal they got. They got their own health care. They're not worried about health care. They're covered. Their retirement plan. They've got the golden parachute of golden parachutes, Dan. All at our expense. So what do they care about us, the minions? But, you know, last time I checked, the Founding Fathers said, no, it wasn't about them. It's supposed to be about us. But if we the people don't stand up, if we're not going to revolt and take our rightful positions, there's no reason for us to rejoice and be excited about the government that we have right now. This is why people are so disgusted and upset. And I say, okay, let that grow and fester even more to where it causes you to jump into action.
Individuals and businesses well said.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. There is, some things are shaking up, possibly, in D.C. We're starting to hear rumors that there could be a new chief of staff, Ryan Priebus, maybe looking for the exit door. And this has been something that's been put out there in the last couple of weeks. Of course, we saw what happened with Steve Bannon. Allegedly, the House leader is on the short list here, is what some anonymous voices reporting out of the administration. Also, manufacturing jobs have hit an 8-year high, outpacing government growth. March jobs up by 98,000, unemployment down at 4.5%, 153 million Americans employed in March, setting the second straight record. Dan, domestically, boy, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. And then you add to it Donald Trump stepping up and really thrusting himself as the leader of the world here now.
Well, I read several pieces last night, late into the hours, about the attack in Syria. And one person wrote, Donald Trump became president of the United States last night.
Mm.
He did something that Barack Obama refused to do. He drew the red line in the sand, and he didn't do anything about it. And Mr. Trump didn't draw a red line in the sand because it's already been drawn. He went in and did what Obama should have done in 2013.
Right.
And so the people who are writing today saying that the America is now a different nation, I believe are true, because all the people that I talk to overseas have all said the same thing. We are waiting for America to assume its leadership that it's supposed
exactly.
to. Right. And Mr. Trump, in no uncertain terms, did a surgical strike to deal on a humanitarian basis to keep Assad from continuing to kill his own people. I know that Rand Paul thought it was an outrage, and he should have come to Congress for permission. But he had a War Powers Act that he easily used. And I think that a lot of people around the world are going to look at America differently, in especially in the swiftness that the United States responded to the problem.
Yeah,
and so I think there are a lot of people around, a lot of government leaders around the world, and a lot of terrorist organizations around the world are going to be taking a pause here to say, wait a minute, this is not the America that we've operated under.
Right.
In less than 3 days, they put together the strike, executed, and moved on. So I think it's everybody talked about Mr. Trump not having any political experience. And a lot of people were saying, we're going to find out what kind of man he is, what kind of president he is, when he has his first international confrontation. He had it this week, and I think he did very well.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, you say, look at what he did. I mean, who he saved and who he reacted. I mean, we have activist judges saying that he was, xenophobic, that, he was anti-Muslim. And yet what he did to thrust him at this high level on the international stage is to save Muslim lives.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how do you square up that round peg?
Well, I think that's a that's a problem that the left has had from the very beginning, when Trump even announced he was going to run for president. While they didn't believe he was going to be president, they realized that if for some strange reason he became president, he was not going to be a successor to Barack Obama. There was going to be a different administration, a different policy. And he 67 days,
yes,
got his first attack and handled it masterfully. And the resources that he used were limited. I wonder, Bill, the one group that has been quiet, that has not said a word, is the left in this country, at least not that I can find.
Well, Chuck Schumer did say, I mean, he applauded the move. I mean, you're getting people on the left, and of course you're getting Republicans as well. I mean, Rand Paul wanted, look, it wasn't a declaration of war, but I understand why he threw that flag up. It's like, hey, look, if we're going to go to the next step, he's on the periphery and been on the edges anyway, so that's fine. That he needs to represent that part of the recipe, so that's okay. That doesn't bother me all so much. I know some people are going, and of course the left go, this is not a war issue. As you say, it was a humanitarian issue. He reacted to it. And look what's happening. I mean, look at the Muslim nations that are supporting and saying, thank God we got a leader back in the Oval Office here.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And I think that the Muslim people, are going to have to think of real hard about what their perception of America is as a nation based on what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important because the turmoil continues to erupt in the Middle East, and we're continuing to see more terrorist attacks around the world. There was another car attack in Sweden last night. They've declared it now a terrorist attack, where people were run down by cars.
And this is Sweden that really bought into the theology of Barack Obama. They wanted to, be in complete denial about any no-go zones. In fact, they've castigated a reporter there, a female reporter, for reporting on, the dangers there, and saying, how dare you make Sweden look so bad, and going, well, it is bad. We got problems here. And so she's been in all kinds of hot water over that.
Right. It's interesting. Yesterday, Mrs. Clinton came out and said she supported the president. She would support the president if he wanted to go in and bomb the airports that sent it in. Well,
yeah, but she's got to come up with a new meme now, right?
But she was at this conference, and when asked what did she determine as the reason why she lost? And I don't know whether you saw this, Bill. But she said there's a massive hatred for women in the United States.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it just let's just figure out an excuse. Let's just keep throwing it out there. You know, but again, this is the problem. You see, really, I mean, it's that coming in connection into contact with the truth. You don't want to know the truth, because if you knew the truth, then it would be too disturbing to your psychology. So meanwhile, if we avoid the truth, then we can lay out every opinion out there. It's you hate women. It's Putin. The sky was the wrong shade of blue, whatever it is. You know, we didn't have enough Barbara Streisands out there to support the cause. It goes on, and you continue to delusion yourself. Dan, we're staying on top of these Russian warships that are steaming toward the U.S. destroyers. I'm sure that Donald Trump, through the back channels with the military, is sending warnings to them and admonishing the military there of Russia to say, you better be careful.
No, I'm sure he is. And I'm glad you came back to the subject. I think it's important. We're going to find out how important Syria is, but there's a factoid, Bill, that's not quite talked a lot about, and that is there are over 100,000 Iranian troops in Syria, and working with Assad. So we have a potential. I hope not, but a potential confrontation between the United States and Iran and their troops in Syria. And that could be very disturbing and interesting. And I don't know. I don't think this is over. I don't know that Assad, I think he has to pause. The question is, will he challenge Trump again by launching from another airbase more attacks on his people? And if he does, my guess is that America's response will be to take out the other five airbases in Syria and shut him down, shut his air force down, destroy his planes, and try and level the playing field. Right.
But leveling's a whole different deal altogether. And Dan, you know what comes to mind here, and I know a lot of Christians who are listening to us are looking at their Bible, and they're reminded clearly there is that phrase in the Bible that says, "And Damascus will be no more." When you look at Damascus right now, it is hanging on by a thread. It is shambles and rabble. I mean, it is amazing. And you go, how much of that country is left? And if Assad goes all the way and wants to take it absolutely to the max, would America be instrumental in the total decimation of Syria as we know it today?
Yeah, that's a great point, Bill. Great point. Well, thanks. Thank you for having me on. I wish you and your family. How's the grandson, by the way?
Doing great. Thank you very much. We got some swimming footage. You know, hey, with a last name like Phelps, he's got to be a swimmer, you know. So he's like a regular tadpole. He's having a great time, and we've been blessed greatly. So, Dan, for you and yours as well, happy Easter. And,
it's always good to
have you with us and have your insight. Really appreciate it. Dan Perkins. I'm Bill Martinez Live. That is a wrap for us. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep an eye on the news for you, and we'll be talking to you next week right here as we join together once again to pursue truth no matter where it leads.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in